to get married.
I don't care what you want.
Dad!
Your Majesty is the phrase you're looking for. I know we're a small country compared to England or Sweden, but the succession to the throne is just as important.
It's your duty, dear. Mm.
Grandmaster, announce the princesses.
Your Majesties, Your Royal Highness, the ladies and gentlemen of the court, and anyone else who happens to have slipped in. I present the three princesses seeking the prince's hand. Each brings a fruit symbolising her country. First, from England, UK, the Apple Princess.
Oh,
blimey. Our second applicant, the Coconut Princess from Trinidad.
This is my island in the sun. Where my
Your Majesties, I'm truly honored to be here.
And finally, the Lemon Princess from California. And the prince may, of course, speak with all the princesses before making his choice, but he has to eat the fruit before he can get any further with her.
What?
It's traditional, dear.
Go on, talk to them. Don't think you're a complete idiot.
They may do that anyway.
Hello.
Hello. I'm the Apple Princess.
And you'd like to marry me?
I'm not bothered, mate. If you don't want me, somebody else will. But at least I'm easy pickings. Anybody can eat an apple.
That's true.
A coconut is not difficult. Everyone in Trinidad eats coconuts. I provide a knife.
Oh, sorry, mate. And you? What were you doing with that thing? Don't you have health and safety in your backwater country?
We have health. Our people are more healthy than you poor English, with your coughs and your colds. Safety? Pah! There is no safety today. There is only opportunity.
Oh, that's very deep.
With this knife, I can make two holes in the coconut. Then, you drink the milk through one of them.
What's the other one for then?
To let the air in, stupid!
I really don't think this is a good idea.
It's our tradition. It's been going for centuries. Good for the tourist industry, you know. Bizarre local customs always draw the crowds. Just look at changing the guard at Buckingham Palace.
But they're not... You mean this has been televised?
Yes. Very discreetly, of course. And after the wedding night, we'll put the whole thing out on DVD.
The wedding night? You mean the wedding night?
Oh, the cameraman won't bother you. Like, they're real professionals.
People need to watch you perform, dear. It's all about the royal succession.
More likely a royal failure.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be. We've had good reports of you from several girls around the palace and a lot of other places too, actually.
Now, wait a minute. You can't expect me to. No! I won't do it.
You will do as you're told, my boy.
I'm not a boy.
Of course not. You're not a boy anymore. That's just your father's way of speaking. But traditions have to be upheld.
You mean when you...
Oh, certainly. Of course, there weren't DVDs then. but it played to capacity crowds in cinemas for 3 weeks. Go and talk to them.
Hello.
You already said that, mate.
Are you really a princess?
Of course I am. My father's a pearly king.
Why not talk to me instead? Trinidad is beautiful, an exotic land. I would love to show you everything.
I've never been to Trinidad.
It's like California, only more primitive.
You ever been there?
I've seen documentaries, baby.
You cannot get the Caribbean experience from that.
Close enough for me. And we have coconuts too.
Apples, that's what you want, not this exotic rubbish. Anyway,
the fruit is just the icing on the cake. Wouldn't you rather have the cake?
Tell me about yourself.
Well, there's not that much to tell. I'm just an ordinary California chick. California's a very wealthy place, you know. Daddy's a self-made man. He's an oil baron.
Oh, that's not a rank I'm familiar with.
Oh, it's one of the highest. He's a billionaire man, and he's always been good to me. I own several oil wells myself.
Oh, really?
You've forgotten me for sure, haven't you?
What? You mean we've met before?
I should say so.
But I... When? Where?
Don't you remember that beach party in San Diego?
Was that you? In the yellow bikini?
Only for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yes. And afterwards we just sat and talked, watching the sunset. I've never done that before.
You mean you don't have sunsets here?
No, I meant the talking. Don't usually do that with women.
Yeah, I kind of guessed.
Of course, I haven't forgotten you. I just never expected. I didn't even know you were a princess.
No, you thought I was some kind of...
Never mind. Couldn't you have brought a peach or an orange instead?
I didn't want to be so easy this time. You gonna let that little tart twist you round her finger? Who are you calling a tart? Oh, wow. Throwing yourself at him like that. Huh. Due to cut some taste, that's all.
Hold on, you two.
You ain't got no breeding at all.
Breeding? I'll show you breeding.
This will be great on the DVD.
No, dear, it's too undignified. You need to stop them.
Oh, what? You two, stop this.
You cannot be serious about either of these two women.
Mom, help.
Yes, what is it, dear?
I really want the lemon princess. But I don't think I can eat a lemon, especially with Dad and the court watching.
It does seem tricky, but there are always some ways around these problems. If you're determined enough, I remember how nervous your father was when he courted me.
Nervous? Dad?
Oh, terrified. It's probably a better word. So inexperienced. Didn't know anything about princesses or any other woman for that matter. I had to teach him everything.
But he's the king. All powerful.
He likes to think so. Do whatever your heart tells you, or whatever part of your anatomy is talking loudest. But use your brain too. You have a good one.
I choose the Lemon Princess!
Yes!
What are you whispering about? I demand to know what's going on.
Your Majesty, it would be undignified to stand here eating a lemon. I've sent the Grand Master to prepare it.
I see. I have a question for your fiancé. I don't believe California's a monarchy. And you said your father was a baron, not a king?
Okay, it's simple. I'm actually the daughter of the king and queen of Sweden.
Really?
And then they had a son who is, you know, like, obviously going to succeed to the throne. So when I was 5, I decided to blow the country.
Blow the country?
Yeah. They knew a rich couple in California who were delighted to adopt a real princess.
What's the meaning of this foolery?
Surely as long as I eat the entire contents of the lemon, it doesn't matter what else has been put with it.
No, you're not eating it. You're drinking it.
No, I'm eating. Watch my teeth. I'm chewing all the bits of fruit and just the right amount of sugar. Thank you so much.
We have a problem. Just before I was married, I went on a state visit to Sweden. Rather a lot of vodka was consumed. I woke up one morning in bed, the queen. Several mornings, actually. So, to cut a long story short, she's your sister and you can't marry her.
What?
No. Don't want a scandal. See if there's some way you can get us, well, me, out of it.
Does Mother know this?
Of course. We have no secrets from each other.
Dad says I can't marry her.
You can, dear. I wasn't just sitting around while he went swanning off to Sweden on the stag party. If she's his daughter, she certainly isn't your sister.